She got a job at a local factory. Sent money back home to her family. She said, this is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong. A man arrived from land. Mohammed, Mohammed is finally free.
Yeah, Mohammed is finally free. Oh, what a great song. That's Kev Moe. This is my home. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in for Matt for a few more minutes today. This is our final segment. Well, these 2 hours go so fast. Hey, if you want to join us on the phone, 844-967-2789, we're talking about the Republicans' plan to, quote, fix MPS by breaking it up. And going to the phones, let's go to the next caller. It's Jeannie from Eau Claire. Hello, Jeannie. What do you have today?
Good morning. This isn't crazy. This is diabolical. And there should be the biggest red flag or flags flying across this whole state and country. Because remember, the takeover starts in Wisconsin. They've pulled it significantly in the state of Wisconsin. You've got people who don't know a thing about education. Why are they doing this? They bring up a theme that gets at everybody's emotion. We got to change these schools. We got to get these kids. You know, these schools aren't functional, la, 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 la. So, anyway, they break away from the grid. And the thing of it is people don't realize how important education is and how teachers are trained. They're not trained what to say. They're trained to work with the kids. They're trained to identify how children learn. They train with an education system so kids can transfer to other schools and that they can make it into college when they go so that they have certain standards. And this is nationwide. This isn't like to program kids as it is because parents can go into schools. They can complain to the teachers. They can ask for special ed. We don't have the best system for that yet because the Republicans have been draining money and putting it in their private schools where people and taxpayers can't even see what the devil's going on and what their money's being paid for. We want our kids educated, but you wake up, folks, because you start taking it away and just giving it to particular parents, they can say, oh, we need to do this, and parents don't have the time to understand the educational system. They do need professionals. They need accountability from teachers, which they already have. They beat on teachers. They beat on the education system, and I listened to them for years lying about teachers. They work hard to get their degrees. They go in, and they are, you know, they watch how they work with your kids. This is ludicrous, and people need to be yelling at the top of their lungs to let these yahoos take away the education of their children, because once it's in their hands, you ain't going to get it back. This is alarming to me. Hey, I was a school psychologist years ago. I watch those teachers. I watch their training. I watch the workability. And if you don't like the teacher's bad, you get in there and you turn them in. You watch what's going in your classroom. They don't want people in those classrooms. They don't want any voices in those classrooms. And who in the heck knows what the heck they're going to hire? And look at Koch Brothers, what they did. I think it was North Carolina. They messed around with busing. This is worse than busing. This affects all kids, and this affects their foundation for whom they are as children, their abilities to think, their abilities to be open to new ideas. Wake up, folks. This is your call. Anyway, I didn't mean to get so alarmed, but God darn it, this is outrageous. So thank you so much for taking my call. You guys have a great day, and think on this one because this is bad news for Wisconsin and our country. They're going to start here. And then they'll move on because they all share Walker and his boys share with other countries. Look at what happens, or other states. Look what happens in our country, similar to Wisconsin. Thanks, guys, and have a strong day.
All right. Jeannie, thank you so much for the call. What a great call. Diabolical is the word that she used. Diabolical. I would agree. This is diabolical to try to break up the schools and try to eliminate public education. That is what Republicans have been trying to do for a long time. Free public education is one of the foundations of the United States, and they want to do away with it. Anyway, let's go back to the phones. We've got Northwoods Terry on the line. Terry, what do you have to say today?
Stop the follow-up after all that. Good callers. Very hard to follow up, and I agree. I echo their sentiments. And especially Bill with ignorant voters. We got way too many ignorant voters in this state. So, Stu, keep up the good work, and I'll keep listening.
I appreciate that. Thank you for the call. Yeah, it's hard to believe what's going on and the place we've gotten to with these Republicans. It's like, where does it end? What happened to legislating, governing, and running a state and running a country and helping the American people to move forward? Progress. I guess conservative is the opposite of progress, right? You're either moving forward or you're standing still. I think we are ready to move forward. Anyway, gonna give you, by the way, Sam, how much time do we have? We're getting close. Oh, just a couple of minutes. Yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Thank everyone for calling today. Appreciate it. I hope you have a great day. And stay tuned. We got the Earl Ingram Show coming up next. You've been listening to Matt Flynn Direct, Stu Daniels filling in with help from Sam Butson. Thank you, Sam, for all your help. Everybody have a great day. Thanks for tuning in.
And I know this is where this is where I belong. La la, la la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Shot.